Hello, Earth Conscious viewers, and welcome to Golden Age Technology on Supreme Master Television. Today, we'll travel to South Africa to meet members of the talented team at Hyco Energy, an exceptional young company that's bringing new ideas to the field of sustainable energy. Hyco Energy is the sole African distributor and partner of the Hong Kong-based Motorwave Group, which specializes in developing green energy technologies such as wind, wave, and solar power innovations. Hyco Energy is bringing Motorwave's many diverse eco-minded products to South Africa and beyond. Founded by talented vegetarian entrepreneur James Ledge, Hyco Energy is committed to supplying consumers and businesses with practical, affordable, intelligent, and environmentally friendly power innovations. Let's now meet James Ledge.
Can you please introduce yourself to our viewers?
Yes, I'm president of Hyco Energy. We are a solutions provider. We supply, maintain, and install energy solutions that are clean. So all the way from wind turbines to solar to sewage plants, hydrogen production, desalination, wave technology. We have a number of proprietary technologies that we utilize. Everything has to be 100% recyclable and designed for Africa.
What inspired you to start your company?
I always had that knack of people say it couldn't be done. And I would say, why not? So, for example, normal wind farms, they say could never be done in South Africa or never in Joburg. And we did installations here and there and doing different technology designs proved it very financially viable. Extremely, actually. I mean, a conventional wind farm takes about 14 years to pay back. With the model that we design, it takes between 2 and 3 years. So it's quite a good return.
Hyco Energy believes that sustainable power should be both affordable and long-lasting.
If you're going to implement something green, it has to involve improvement in quality of life. So that goes from the lighting to increase of human performance, air quality of the air, the water, the paint you use, all those different facets. And a lot of it comes down to a very, very minute level as well, where it's not just people thinking, okay, we have light coming in the room. The wavelength you use will affect the human body, the sleep patterns, the way you breathe, the way your emotions are, and also comes onto the effects onto the environment. Let's take our turbines, for example. The technology is designed to be 100% recyclable, and that's the whole system, everything in one go. Where a conventional turbine, the steel structures get sent to a scrapyard and gets recycled, but the blades themselves are made of fiberglass and chucked into a landfill, and you can't do anything with it. And as a result, their technology only has a maximum lifespan of 25 years. But that's because we always recycle it. Our projects have a minimum lifespan of 30 years and easily go up to 99 years.
What are the main benefits of using green energy?
It comes down to three basic fundamentals. Energy, i.e. in the form of wind or solar or wave, we're not using or consuming any water. A conventional power plant, coal power plant, uses 2,000 liters of water per megawatt. Now, a megawatt of power is usage for about 1,000 conventional homes. Each one's using per hour 15 megawatts. Times that 365 days, it's a lot of water. Nuclear power uses 10,000 liters per megawatt, which is even more.
The second principle is that energy should be non-polluting and be generated as close to the user as possible.
When you're using stored power, for example, in the form of coal, it's stored, you burn, there's smoke that goes up in the air, and also transmission lines, it's done over very long distances. You lose about 50% of that power just on transmitting that power. So you're not having a very clever system. We create decentralized systems where you put the power source as close to the area as possible, so you lose as little energy as possible. Like I said before, we're not burning fossil fuels, not warming up the planet, we're not creating pollutants in the water.
Harmony with nature is the crux of the third principle.
And the third thing comes through increased level of awareness and enlightenment. People understand, okay, the importance of nature, the connectedness with it, the frequency of harmonics, become, let's say, more vegetarian, eat less meat, because they understand the balances that by eating meat, you consume a lot of water, a lot of energy, a lot of electricity, and lots of wastage. and people are very conscious of this. So as a result, you're going to create less killing of cattle and livestock, and less methane gas, greenhouse gas, going to the atmosphere. So all it's very cyclical, and you've got to start somewhere. And one of the easiest methods, and that's in the form of electricity. So for example, wind farm or wave farm, no one sees it, but they're helping the environment.
When we return, we'll learn more about Heiko Energy's green business philosophy. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Golden Age Technology on Supreme Master Television. Since 2007, Heiko Energy has been providing sustainable power generation products to African communities and businesses.
Can you please share with our viewers Heiko's philosophy on seeing only solutions and not problems?
Sure. One of the main pictures we have on our website and our company profile and logo and so forth is we have a picture of the world upside down. And underneath that, we have a caption saying, "Who says it's upside down?" Because, you know, we're taught to believe in a certain paradigm, a certain way about how the world must be. You know, having South Africa in the south and Europe in the north. Where if you think about it in the universe, laws and energy and relativity, in space there's no such thing as up, down, left, right, north, south. And therefore, by turning the problem upside down, looking at it a completely different way, immediately you see things differently, your mind thinks differently, you see better solutions. By having that philosophy, as well, you know, there's no such thing as a problem, only solutions.
Heiko's laudable ideals and methods for creating a greener world include supplying environmentally friendly technologies and promoting a vegetarian lifestyle. James Letch, a vegetarian himself, provides more on Heiko Energy's noble business approach.
Is there a vegetarian policy in your company?
Yes, employees during working hours when on company premises are not allowed to bring any meat products or consume meat on the premises. At the same time, we do facilitate them with meals in order to accommodate that, as basically vegan lunches. And the reason for that is not just from the ethical point of view, it's also because of productivity. We found that often when employees have their meat, their sausages, and all that kind of stuff, they're very counterproductive afterwards. They want to go to sleep, they're feeling tired, lethargic, more angry, obese, overweight, and so forth. So by having a vegetarian policy, not only save the environment and avoids killing of others, but at the same time it does increase productivity within the workforce. Employees are less sick, they're healthier, and it works very well.
Heiko Energy helps transform environmentally destructive companies such as factory farms into constructive, praiseworthy enterprises by facilitating their conversion to new business models.
For our wind farms, we have a lot of farmers of which we, you know, take over their land for our projects. Takeover, I mean that we offer them equity in the project in exchange for their land. And this helps the farmer be a part of it. Now, if the farmer owns cattle, livestock, chickens or whatnot, we offer them more money for their land, but that's a sign of contrary that they'll stop their current business of slaughter and livestock, and will not continue it later on in anywhere else in their life.
Let's now meet Heiko Energy's Vice President, who explains the importance of grassroots action in bringing about constructive changes needed in our world.
Hi, my name is Mpokrai, and I'm a VP at Heiko Energy.
How do you think we can change the mindsets of the people in the world to start thinking more towards green energy?
Well, you know, I think it's there already. You know, people are thinking about it. Some people are doing something about it, and they've done a great job so far. And going green right now is the in thing, if you like, you know, even in the corporate world. I think it's up to the people, you know, to actually make a difference. So the way I see it is that if we demand it more, as just the general public, ordinary people, you can actually make your voice heard. It's the same applies where you can demand green energy, and the politicians, you know, if they go green, then you vote for them, and they'll have no option but to go green, because they will do what the voters want. So eventually it's up to the people, you know, to change the mindset, you know, or even to put a new paradigm in place, you know, so they have to want it, and one way or another, the politicians will just have to implement it.
We are pleased that Heiko Energy supports sustainable energy and the vegetarian diet, two keys in bringing a healthy, loving atmosphere to our planet. It is such high-minded ideals that make Heiko a wonderful model for the business world. Please join us again next Friday on Golden Age Technology for part two of our show on Heiko Energy. For more about Heiko Energy, please visit www.heikoenergy.com. For more about Motorwave Group, please visit www.motorwavegroup.com. Esteemed viewers, thank you for joining us for today's program. Next on Supreme Master Television is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, after noteworthy news. May heaven's light continue to shine on our world as we move toward an ever brighter future.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GAT.